I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Adopting certain habits and lifestyle choices can create a foundation for healthy aging in the older adult years. Dr. Amanda Overstreet is here to talk about the details, specifically in the ages of 70 and up. Dr. Overstreet is a geriatrician and interim medical director of geriatrics at MUSC. Dr. Overstreet, what are some of the most important things for healthy aging when individuals reach the ages of 70 years old and up?
To age well, we really need to focus on both body and mind. It's important to manage chronic medical conditions, to get routine preventative care, to eat a well-balanced diet, and to exercise and move your body. We also know it's important to maintain social connections, as loneliness has been linked to increased rates of depression and anxiety.
Tell us more about staying mobile, especially for people who may have some limitations or chronic health issues.
Yes. So the old saying of if you don't use it, you'll lose it is very true when it comes to mobility in older adults. The CDC recommends 150 minutes of aerobic exercise weekly for all adults. And this can be challenging for some of our older adults who might have mobility issues. I always tell patients that you can start slow and do what you're able. Walking is an underrated form of exercise. It's really great for both your cardiovascular health, but also your bone health and preventing bone loss. If you have mobility challenges, then often a physical therapy consult can help you determine if you need an assistive device like a cane or a walker to make getting around a little bit safer, but they can also help direct you on which exercises would be most helpful to you to maintain your mobility.
For people in these older adult years, you mentioned physical therapists can help tailor something to their capabilities. Tell us more details about how to get that started, and does insurance typically cover that kind of care?
Often insurance does cover a physical therapy consult and even ongoing sessions. You would need to ask your primary care provider for a referral, and you can often be seen in a community setting or a hospital-based physical therapy office or even a private office. Some companies will come to your home to do a physical therapy evaluation. In order for insurance to cover this, you need to have an indication. So that could be that you've had a fall in the past, or you have impaired balance, or that you're simply at risk of falls, and that can be determined by your primary care provider.
And I know routine preventative care is so important. One aspect of that is vaccinations for older adults. Tell us more details about that.
Yes, we know that older adults are at much higher risk for severe illness, especially from certain respiratory viruses. So it's really important to make sure you're up to date on your pneumonia vaccines, your yearly flu vaccine, and if indicated, vaccines for COVID and RSV.
Dr. Overstreet, thanks for this information about healthy aging.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.